Now let's take a look at James's risk level. So you can see that based on the three yes responses indicated in the lifetime column, James would be considered a moderate risk. Please remember that if a client is moderate risk or above, a response for question 7 is required. Here we see that James is not currently an active moderate risk. His risk level is based on his history. You will also notice at the bottom of the screenshot triage interventions that are suggested depending if the client falls under historically moderate or actively moderate. So please make sure to review these items should it pertain to your client. In the next few slides, we will learn more about James and why he falls under the moderate risk level.